This is the Sakar Moli of 14th of November 2024. Essence, sweet children, see but do not see the things that you see with your physical eyes. Remove your attachment from everything because it is all about to catch fire. Question. What incognito task of God's government does no one in the world know about? Answer. God's government purifies souls and makes them into deities. This is a very incognito task that human beings cannot understand. Only when human beings become deities do they change from residents of hell into residents of heaven. The vices have completely ruined the characters of humans. You are now doing the service of making everyone's character elevated. This is your main task. Om Shanti. You understand that by saying Om Shanti, you remember your original religion of yourself and your home. But you don't need to sit in that home now. Since you have become children of the Father, you will also definitely remember the inheritance of heaven. When you say Om Shanti, all of this knowledge enters your intellects. I, this soul, am an embodiment of peace. I am a child of the Father, who is the ocean of peace. The Father who establishes heaven is the Father who makes us pure and into embodiments of peace. Purity is the main aspect. There is the pure world and the impure world. There isn't a single vice in the pure world. There are five vices in this impure world. This world is therefore called a vicious world. That is a viceless world. Whilst continuing to come down the ladder from the viceless world, you descended into this vicious world. That is a pure world. This is an impure world. There is the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan. At times they are referred to as day and night. There is the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. There is happiness during the day and sorrow during the night. The night is for wandering around. It is not that you wander around at night, but it is devotion that is called wandering. You children have come here to receive salvation. You souls have been filled with the sins of five vices. Out of those, the main sin is the vice of lust. It is because of this vice that human beings become sinful souls. All of you know that you are impure, that you were born through corruption. Due to the vice of lust, all of your qualifications have been spoilt. This is why the Father says, conquer this vice of lust, and you will conquer the world and become the masters of the new world. You should have a lot of happiness inside you. When human beings become impure, they don't understand anything. There are so many upheavals due to lust. There is such a lot of peacelessness and cries of sorrow. Why are there cries of sorrow in the world at the present time? Because all are sinful souls. They are called devils because of the vices. You have now been made to understand by the Father that you were completely like shells and not worth a penny. Things that are not useful are burnt in a fire. You children now understand that there is nothing useful in this world. All human beings will catch fire. Whatever you can see with your physical eyes, it is to catch fire. Souls cannot catch fire. It is as though souls are insured. Can souls ever be insured? It is the bodies that are insured. You children have been told that this is a play. Souls reside up above, far beyond the five elements. All the paraphernalia of this world is created from the five elements. Souls are not created, they always exist, but they do become charitable souls and sinful souls. How dirty souls become through the five vices. The Father has now come to free you from committing sin. Your whole characters have been ruined by the vices. No one even knows what is meant by character. The kingdom of the Pandavas and the kingdom of the Kauravas have been remembered. No one even knows who the Pandavas were. You understand that you now belong to God's government. The Father has come to establish the kingdom of Rama. What is God's government doing at the present time? It is purifying souls and making them into deities. Otherwise, where would the deities have come from? No one knows this. Therefore, this is called an incognito government. They too were humans. So how did they become deities? Who made them into deities? Deities exist in heaven. Who made them into residents of heaven? From residents of heaven, they become residents of hell. And then, from residents of hell, they again become residents of heaven. You did not know any of this, so how could anyone else know? The Golden Age is called heaven, and the Iron Age is called hell. You too now understand that this drama is predestined. This study is to become pure from impure. It is souls who become impure. The Father has taught you the business of changing from impure to pure. If you become pure, you will go to a pure world. Only when souls become pure are they worthy of going to heaven. It is only at the confluence age that you receive this knowledge. You receive the weapons to become pure. Only one Baba is called the purifier. It is to him that they say, "Purify us." Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of heaven. Then, whilst taking 84 births, they became impure. This one, Krishna, is given the title of ugly and beautiful, Shyam Sundar. But people do not understand the meaning of that. You also receive a clear explanation about Sri Krishna. They have made the one world into two worlds. In fact, there is only this one world which becomes new and old. Children are at first young and then they grow up and become old. The world is also new at first and then becomes old. You have to beat your head so much in order to explain. You are establishing your kingdom. This one also understood this, did he not? It was by understanding everything that he became so sweet. Who explained to him? God. It was not a question of a war, etc. God makes you so knowledgeful and sensible. People go to a Shiva temple and bow their heads, but none of them knows what he is or who he is. They just say Shiva from Kashi, the one who is the master of the world, who brought the Ganges, but they don't understand the meaning of that at all. When you try to explain to them, they say, what would you explain to us? We have studied the Vedas and scriptures, etc. You children imbibe this number wise. Those who have completely stone intellects forget these things. Those with divine intellects now have the task of making the intellects of others divine. The activities of those with stone intellects are like that. There are swans and storks. A swan would never make anyone unhappy. Storks cause sorrow. Such ones are also called devils. They have no recognition. Many vicious ones come to the centers. They make excuses that they remain pure, but those are lies. It is also said that the world is false. It is now the confluence age. There is so much difference. Those who lie, those who are false, are the ones who come in the third grade. There are the first, second, and third grades. The father can tell you which ones are in the third grade. The father explains that you have to give complete proof of your purity. Many say it is impossible for the two of you to live together and remain pure. Because of not having any power of yoga, some children cannot fully explain such an easy aspect. No one can explain to them that it is God who teaches us. He says that by becoming pure, you become the masters of heaven for 21 births. You win a huge lottery. There is even more happiness. Many children do have a pure marriage and remain pure. The deities are pure. Only the one father can make you pure from impure. Knowledge, devotion, and disinterest have also been explained to you. Knowledge and devotion are half and half, and disinterest comes after devotion. You are now no longer to stay in this impure world. You have to remove your clothes, body, and return home. Now that our cycle of 84 births is complete, we are to go back to our land of peace. You should not forget the first aspect, Alpha. You children also understand that this old world is definitely to be destroyed. The Father is establishing a new world. He has come many times to establish that new world, and the destruction of hell then takes place. Hell is so huge, whereas heaven is so tiny. There is one religion in the new world. There are now so many religions here. It has been written, destruction through Shankha. There is to be the destruction of all those many religions and the establishment of one religion through Brahma. Who established this religion? It was not Brahma. Brahma becomes pure from impure. It isn't said of me, Shiva, that I change from impure to pure. When these ones are pure, they are called Lakshmi and Narayan. When he is impure, his name is Brahma. There is the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. He, Shiv Baba, is called the eternal creator. Souls exist anyway, so he cannot be called the creator of souls. They are therefore called eternal. The Father is eternal, and souls are also eternal. This play is also eternal. This is an eternally predestined drama. You souls have received this knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the duration of the world cycle. Who gave you this? The Father. You belong to the Lord and Master for 21 births, and you then become orphans in the kingdom of Ravan and ruin your characters with those vices. Human beings believe that hell and heaven exist together at the same time. Everything has now very clearly been explained to you, children. You are now incognito. All sorts of things have been written in the scriptures. The thread is totally tangled. They call out to the Father, "We are of no use. Come and purify us and reform our characters." Your characters are being reformed a great deal. Instead of reforming their characters, some spoil them even more. You can tell this from their behavior. Today they are swans, and tomorrow they become storks. It takes them no time. Maya is also very incognito. Nothing is visible here, but as soon as they go out, everything is visible. They become amazed, they listen, and then they run away. They fall with such great force that their bones are crushed. This refers to the court of Indra, Indraprast. You do know which ones should not be brought into the gathering. Having heard a little of this knowledge, they will go to heaven. This knowledge cannot be destroyed. The Father says, "Now make effort and claim a high status. If you indulge in vice, your status is destroyed." You now understand how this cycle turns. The intellects of you children have now changed so much. Nevertheless, Maya still deceives you. You should have total ignorance of desire. If you keep one desire or another, you lose everything and become worth not a penny. Maya deceives some very good Maharatis in one way or another, and they cannot then climb into Baba's heart. Some children do not even hesitate to kill their father. They would also destroy their family. They are greatly sinful souls. Ravan makes them do all sorts of things. There is a lot of dislike for them. It is such a dirty world. You should never let your heart be attracted to it. A lot of courage is needed to become pure. In order to win the prize of the world, purity is the main thing. There are so many upheavals due to purity. Gandhi too used to say, "O purifier, come." The Father says, The history and geography of the world are now repeating once again. Everyone definitely has to come down, for only then can they all return home together. The Father has come to take you all home. No one can go back before the Father comes. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to be saved from being deceived by Maya, do not have any kind of desire. Be totally ignorant of desire. 2. In order for you to win the prize of the sovereignty of the world, purity is the main thing. Therefore, you need to have the courage to remain pure. You have to reform your character. Blessing. May you become victorious and conquer Maya by constantly staying under your canopy of protection of remembrance and within the line of the codes of conduct. Having remembrance of the Father is your canopy of protection, and to stay under your canopy means to become victorious and a conqueror of Maya. Remain constantly under your canopy of protection of remembrance and within the line of the codes of conduct, and no one would then have the courage to come under it. When you go outside the line of the codes of conduct, Maya then becomes clever in making you belong to her. However, you have been victorious countless times, for the rosary of victory is your memorial. Remain constantly powerful with this awareness, and you will not be defeated by Maya. Slogan. Merge all the treasures into yourself, and you will continue to experience fullness. Om Shanti.